This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWhip with Lieutenant Colonel Maurice Carmichael. She's the new commanding officer of the Canadian Forces Snowbirds. May 15th is International Learn to Fly Day. Lieutenant Colonel Carmichael has a special message for girls, and really for all young people, about following your dreams and really reaching for the stars in terms of an aviation career. Now, you are also the first female member of a jet demonstration team, too, right? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, that's right. I applied back in 2000 for the Snowbirds and received the wonderful news I had been chosen to fly in the number 3 jet with the Snowbirds. And so I did the aforementioned flying with the team for a period of 2 years for 2 show seasons with the Snowbirds. And really, it is a dream to fly with the team.
Now, what other flying have you done with the Canadian Forces?
I started my career with the Canadian Forces as instructor right here in Moose Jaw, actually, where all our Canadian Forces pilots come to train. So that was my first posting. Then I went on to fly the Challenger aircraft in 2 different roles. The first one was combat support with 434 Squadron in Greenwood, Nova Scotia. And then on to 412 Squadron, a very different type of flying, doing VIP transport there. And it's while I was in Ottawa that I was selected to come for the Snowbirds.
Okay, and what have you done since the Snowbirds?
Yes, so since the Snowbirds, I was posted to 3 Wing Bagotville on one of the 2 Canadian fighter bases to do a ground tour. A lot of the pilots within the Canadian Forces do the rotation between flying tours and ground tours, and I was working in wing operations there in support of our fighter operations in Bagotville, and then went on to fly the C-130 Hercules in Trenton, Ontario, for a quick posting there, 2 years, and now appointed as the CO of 431.
May 15th is a really important day. It is the first International Learn to Fly Day, and one of the big pushes is to encourage young girls to fly. And I know that you're a member of Women in Aviation International, and I'm just wondering what you would say to a young girl who may have dreams of doing what you're doing.
Well, I think this is a message that I try to pass on to everyone, to young girls, young boys. But my message is that if you have a passion and if you want to do something, then go ahead and don't listen to people that might tell you that it's not possible. If you have a passion for aviation, and that's what I had, I started with the Air Cadets actually when I was a teenager, and that's how I started flying. And really the glider license and power license, and then realized that is really what I wanted. You know, I didn't mind getting up at 5 or 6 in the morning on the weekends to go gliding. So I thought that was a good sign of a career that I could do. So I then joined the Canadian Forces later on. But certainly, if you have a passion and you want to and you want to do it, then go ahead. And aviation is a wonderful world for and a wonderful career, actually.
Now, I know a lot is going to be made of you being the first female commander, but what do you see your role as CO as? And
within the Canadian Forces, actually, we have had other female commanding officers of squadrons. So I see this one, I mean, obviously it had to be a version, but for me, I really see this door as commanding officer of 431 Squadron as a chance for me to give back to the squadron. I was part of the Snowbirds 7 years ago, but now that I'm back here, I mean, for me, it's to help all the men and women of the squadron to succeed in their daily missions. And for us, it is really to represent all the members of the Canadian Forces across the country and in the United States when we perform there. So it's going to be to oversee the entire operation of the squadron and make sure that I can support as best as I can our 9 plane that does the demonstration during the summer.
Do you get to fly?
I do get to fly, fortunately. I'm really happy about that. I will not fly with the demo team during air shows, but I will take a different role. We have some standards in training pilots here on the squadron, so I will be one of them. I will work actually this summer to train our new pilots, the incoming pilots that will start in the fall with the show team. They need to start training this summer to get to a higher level before they're ready to fly with the nine-plane formation. So that's what I will do with them, is do some basic formation and aerobatic training with them. And, of course, I will also fly to various air shows in the summer to be there with the nine-plane for the demonstrations.
All right. Well, thanks very much for your time today. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.